It is an honor for me to be with you this evening on this first Friday of the month of February to celebrate the Eucharist and to draw strength and consolation from the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I want to say thank you to Father Peter and Father Victor for this opportunity to be with you tonight. My full name is Zachary Romanowski, though most people just call me Zach. Easier. I'm a seminarian at St. Augustine's Seminary, and I'm presently in my fifth year of the priestly formation program. I have just one more year to go before, God willing, I'm ordained a priest. I'm with the Archdiocese of Halifax. That's in Nova Scotia. And that is the place where I'm originally from. I'm here this evening to share with you how I came to discern a call to the diocesan priesthood. I realized that I cannot do so without, at the same time, sharing with you how I came to a new awareness of God's presence in my life. It was really in coming to know the Lord and His love for me that I found the freedom and the courage to discern a possible call to the priesthood. There is a beautiful passage from chapter 19 of the first book of Kings that talks about the way in which God made His presence known to the prophet Elijah. The Lord was not present in the mighty hurricane, nor in the ground-shattering earthquake, nor in the blazing fire, but in a tiny, barely discernible, whispering sound. When I reflect upon God's presence in my life up to now, this rings true for me. The Lord did not hit me over the head with a life-threatening illness or accident or the tragic loss of a loved one or some supernatural, mystical experience. No, He simply led me very gently and very slowly to an awareness of His presence within me and around me. It was like I woke up one morning with a deep desire to do God's will, whatever that might be. I felt a sense of gratitude for all that God had given me, and I wanted to spend my life giving thanks to God for that. To this day, it's a mystery where that came from, but that was the first step of my call. Whenever people ask me what led me to think about becoming a priest, I always feel like the answer that I give is rather vague and a little inadequate. I tell them I have no other explanation except that it must have been the work of the Holy Spirit. I feel like God was talking to me when He said through the prophet Isaiah, "I will lead the blind on their journey. By paths unknown, I will guide them." Just 7 years ago, if you said that I would be in a seminary studying for the priesthood, I would have said, "You're crazy." It's not that I had anything against the priesthood. It was just something that I had never considered. I come from a stable and loving home, but not a particularly religious one. I was baptized, I was confirmed, received First Communion, First Reconciliation, But I never had regular catechism classes, nor did I ever serve at the altar as an altar boy. Like most teenagers, I found Mass to be quite boring, and I stopped going altogether when I left home for university. I had nothing against God or the church or religion in general. They just simply didn't interest me. At that stage of my life, I was much more interested in other more relevant things, such as winning the affection of girls was one of them, playing sports, socializing with friends, and trying to pass my courses. Since my time and energy were occupied with these things, I had no felt need for God. So you might be wondering, then what provoked me to discern priesthood? What was that change within me? Well, my short answer again is Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Without being consciously aware of His presence and guidance, the Holy Spirit led me from the path of indifference to the path of transformation and spiritual renewal. Like a lot of young people today, I lived a relatively unexamined, unreflective life. I did things, well, just because. I rarely ever asked myself why I was doing what I was doing. I did them because they felt right or seemed like the right thing to do. As I mentioned earlier, I come from Halifax, Nova Scotia. I went to McMaster University in Hamilton, and I studied kinesiology, which is a fancy word for physical education. When I graduated from McMaster, I moved down to Rhode Island in the USA and moved in with my two brothers in a three-bedroom apartment. One morning, totally out of the blue, as my brother tells me, since I don't remember it, I came downstairs and I started asking him questions about the faith. He answered me as best he could, and he gave me a book by Peter Kreeft. It's called Fundamentals of the Faith, which I still own today, though it's a little bit rougher shape. For some reason, again, I didn't at the time ask myself why, I began really studying this book like a textbook, almost getting ready for an exam. And although at the time I was not practicing my faith, a hunger for truth and meaning was building within me without really even being aware of it. And as I reflect back on that experience, I'm aware that it was my brother, older brother, who was quietly practicing his faith that I'm sure had a lasting impression on me. About a year later, when I was living in Boston with a friend, I started going occasionally back to Mass. I was at a parish near my father's place. I should mention that my parents unfortunately split up, and my dad moved back to the Boston area from where he was originally from. Anyway, I would meet with my older sister and her friend there at the parish, and then afterwards we would go and have a bite to eat, a brunch. It was a nice routine, it got me out of the city, and I enjoyed the company of my sister. But then I started going, or I found myself going to Mass, even when my sister moved away and I no longer was doing the same routine. There was a young priest at this parish who really connected with me. And there was something very odd about him, something strange that really made an impression on me. You know, he was always smiling and laughing and joking around. He radiated joy and enthusiasm. I had never seen a young priest before, let alone a joyful and a happy one. That was my experience. The joy that he radiated attracted me, and the homilies that he gave spoke to me. What began as a nice routine to get out of the city and to connect with my family, it became something very personally meaningful for me. I came to realize that it was important to go to Mass on Sunday, and I knew it helped me somehow. I'm sure that also increased within me that hunger for truth and for meaning, and a deepening of knowledge of my faith. And this hunger soon expressed itself in my desire to learn how to pray in general. I never really knew much about prayer besides the prayers that I was taught as a child. The Our Father, and Hail Mary, and Glory Be. I wanted to believe in God, but I couldn't really see or feel His presence in my life. And I felt this even when I was going back to Mass on a regular basis. My older sister, who had returned to practicing her faith, she recommended that I say this prayer. God, if you are out there, make yourself known to me. Very simple. I said this prayer for many months, but to no avail. No shooting stars, no visions or voices, nothing out of the ordinary happened to me. But something extraordinary did happen to me. Not to me from the outside, but in me from deep inside. I started to see God's presence in the ordinary stuff of everyday life. In a sunset, in a sky-lit night, in a flower in full blossom, or in a smile of a stranger on the road. I also started to perceive God's presence within me, in the deep desires of my heart. God had been speaking to me all along, but in a tiny, barely discernible whisper that I couldn't hear. I was too focused, too occupied with what was outside of me to hear God's voice from within. I thought that I had to see in order to believe, but I learned that I first had to believe in order to see. And this, I must stress, this process did not happen overnight. It was a very gradual, gentle process. Through my struggles to pray, I came to discern the need to be reconciled fully to God through the sacrament of confession. I hadn't gone to receive the sacrament for many years, so it took a lot of courage. But with the Lord's help, I did eventually go. And I went back to that young priest who inspired me so much. I believe that this was a pivotal step in my faith journey. From Boston, I moved here to Toronto and continued my work as a personal fitness trainer. That was my work when I was in Boston. I ended up here in Toronto meeting the priestly vocations director, Father Pat, after Mass one evening. And through him, I got in touch with a spiritual director. This priest not only helped me to deepen my prayer life, but he awakened me to the idea that God had a plan for my life. It wasn't just about what I wanted to do, but it was about discerning where God was calling me. A very different perspective of looking at one's life. One day, one fateful day, he asked me if I ever considered becoming a priest. And at that time, to be honest, I said, well, no. But from then on, I started to think about it. And then if I really wanted to do God's will, to thank Him with my life, I would have to at least be open to such a vocation. And that's all that God needed. That little crack of the door, we'll say, as I opened it up. One small step after another, He led me from a general awareness of His presence, a general openness to do His will, to seriously discerning the call in the seminary. When I step back and reflect on my call, it's clear to me that the Lord has been with me every step of the way. And as I was listening to the homily, being translated for me, I imagined myself like the sheep on Jesus' shoulders, but asleep, and gradually waking up along the journey. That's the image that came to me. As I look to the future, the awareness of this, of God's presence with me, is my greatest consolation, despite my fears and my doubts. Jesus is the one, to use another analogy, He's the one steering the ship, not me. My future is in His hands. For my part, I am to believe in His love and keep taking one step at a time. As you take the next small step of faith in your life, whatever that may be, know that the Lord is with you too. Thank you so much for your prayers. We seminarians really count on them. And to let you know, there's 23 young men that just arrived tonight at the seminary. They're on a come and see weekend. So please remember them in your prayers as they discern a possible call to the priesthood. I feel that together, as we all discern God's will, we can restore the world to Christ and join with Him in that, with our Blessed Mother. So thank you again for this invitation to be with you tonight. Thank you, Father Peter, Father Victor.